Dr. Pinsky dictating a female IME on June 15 regarding Francis, F-R-A-N-C-I-S. Actually, it's a male. Francis Evans, E-V-A-N-S. Francis Evans is a 48-year-old male who reports he was injured at work on 8-17-21. Appeared he was pulling a pallet jack up a ramp at work in an underhanded fashion, resulting in injury to his left arm. Appeared he was seen at the emergency room in Mount Holly the same day. Appeared with this and subsequent evaluation, injury since his final diagnosis to be a torn left biceps tendon. Appeared this was repaired on 9-8-21. Appeared he has completed the course of active treatment in December 2021. Appeared in the paragraph, as per the record supplied, Mr. Evans was seen at Virtue Emergency Room on 8-17-21, reporting injury in his arm prior to arrival. But he was pulling a pallet out of the back of a truck when he fell backwards onto his back and heard a pop in his left arm. Apparently he had pain around the elbow area and biceps, but not the shoulder or neck. Period. He was evaluated, including x-rays of the left humerus that showed no acute fracture. Pretty was then treated and released. Period. New paragraph. Mr. Evans was seen at Concentra on 8-18-21. Period. They rendered a diagnosis of a distal biceps rupture for which he was started on ibuprofen and referred for specialist consultation. Period. He then was seen orthopedically by Dr. Lipschultz, on 8-24-21. Period. He confirmed the diagnosis of distal biceps tendon rupture with mild cubital tunnel syndrome. Pretty recommended repair of the distal biceps tendon. Pretty the petitioner wanted to continue driving until surgery was done. Period. On 9-8-21, Dr. Lipschultz performed surgery to be inserted here. Pretty paragraph. The petitioner followed up with Dr. Lipschultz's office on 9-13-21. Pretty was placed in a long arm hinged brace for a total of 6 weeks postoperatively. Period. He had his sutures removed on 9-21-21. Period. He continued to be monitored over the next several weeks. Period. On 2-3-22, Dr. Lipschultz wrote he was doing great. Period. He had full elbow flexion extension and full forearm pronation and supination. Period. There was excellent strength with resistance to elbow flexion. Period. He had completed physical therapy and felt capable of working full duty. Period. Dr. Lipschultz cleared him to do that. Period. He did return for one more follow-up with Dr. Lipschultz on 3-10-22. Period exam remained good. Scratch that. His exam remained excellent. Period. Physical exam. Extremities upper inspection revealed a well-healed transverse left antecubital scar measuring 1.25 inches in length on the left arm. Appear there was no swelling, atrophy, or effusions. Appear there was callus formation and a rough texture to the hands bilaterally. Period. There was some change in the biceps contour at rest and with his elbows at 90 degrees flexion. Period. The rest of upper extremity is normal. Shoulders. He had a positive Jurgensen's maneuver on the left, which was negative on the right. Period. The rest of that section is normal. Spine cervical normal and thoracic is normal. Impressions on 8/17/21. Francis Evans was pulling a pallet and fell onto his back. Cleared, he injured his left arm and was seen at the emergency room the same day. X-rays were negative. Pretty followed up a Concentra and was continued on conservative care with a sling and medication. Period. He also came into the orthopedic care of Dr. Lipschultz to confirm the diagnosis of a distal biceps tendon rupture. Pretty performed surgery on 9/8/21 to be inserted here. Period. He followed up postoperatively along with therapy. Period. As his last visit, at his last visit on 3/10/22. Mr. Evans had full range of motion about the right upper extremity without any weakness or limitations whatsoever. Period, he was cleared to work in a full duty capacity. Period, in the paragraph, the current exam of Mr. Evans also found full range of motion about the left arm with changes and texture on his hands consistent with ongoing physically rigorous manual activities. Period, there was healed surgical scarring about the left antecubital fossa. Period, had intact strength and sensation. Period, Jurgensen's maneuver on the left elicited tenderness, but there was none on the right. Period, the remaining provocative maneuvers were negative. Period, in the paragraph, there is 7.5% permanent partial disability referable to the statutory left arm. Period, he has made an excellent functional recovery. Period, end.